This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or for whatever reason you're working, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now, our number one, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, as we start out the show tonight, three stories broke in the last hour. The first one is Mitt Romney. And the title of the story, it starts off the headline, Mitt Romney explodes. Utah Senator blasts Trump over failed try to make case, pressuring officials to subvert the will of the people. Well, I'll tell you what. He apparently isn't paying attention to what's going on out there in Utah, where the majority of his state voted for Republican candidates. And by the way, there are no more Democrats in Congress out there. It's all Republican. And he apparently is not paying attention in Utah. And he needs to be primaried and voted the hell out of office next time around, because this guy is part of the deep state.
Well, if I can use a Joe Bidenism, I would just say to Mitt Romney, come on, man. Did you watch the press conference? He said the president's not making a plausible case of widespread fraud or conspiracy before any court of law. Well, they're getting ready to go to a court of law on these major revelations.
They're already in a court of law. They've filed. They've done what they're supposed to do. You don't just all of a sudden jump to the head of the line and away you go. You have to wait until the court decides to hear your case.
That's right. And they have some very specific cases. In fact, they were asked earlier about all these different cases, and Giuliani shut that down. He said, look, there are other cases brought by other people. We have three, I believe, specific lawsuits that are going on. But Mitt Romney, of course, is he jockeying for a position here? Is he just piling on? I guess it's really safe if he feels like, wow, the tide has turned against Trump, so now I can just go ahead and say what I want. It's really kind of off-putting.
Apparently, he doesn't know the tide has not turned against Trump. Trump has lost none of his support. As a matter of fact, he may have gained support by what's going on here, because people now are understanding what's happened with this voting system. They understand the Smartmatic. They understand the Dominion. They understand the Premier. They understand the fact that for 3 hours the Internet was turned on so these machines could communicate with people over in Europe that were when they sent a bunch of votes over there, they turned around, got the votes back, and the numbers were higher for Joe Biden. Gosh, is that just a coincidence?
Well, I guess it's just not evidence of widespread voter fraud.
It most certainly is, and we're going to find out all about it. Now, let's talk about something else before I get to the real heart of the matter here. Pfizer and Moderna are filing with the FDA today for an emergency usage plan for their COVID-19 vaccine, which could start as soon as the first of the month, meaning December.
Well, that's right, exactly. And usually it takes a while to get it all approved and everything.
Years.
But yes. And, well, that's why Operation Warp Speed is so very incredible.
That's right.
Because we have literally done the equivalent of a moonshot here, and that is because it is completely imperative to get people back to their normal lives. But I have a feeling, Captain, that the Biden machine, the Biden people, they don't want people to get back to their normal lives anytime soon. I think they're having too much, they see too much opportunity there for more government intrusion and control.
Now, the state of Georgia just got done doing a hand recount, and of course, right away the AP jumped on the bandwagon, and Fox reported as soon as they did, AP calls Joe Biden for a winner in Georgia. Well, let me just read something here, and I want everybody to pay attention, and I'll go slowly so you can follow along. Here's the quote. Headlines are already falsely reporting that Joe Biden is declared the winner in Georgia. Sorry, media, that's not how it works. The state of Georgia has not certified its results, and it should not. The so-called hand recount went exactly as we expected because Georgia simply recounted all of the illegal ballots that had been included in the total. We continue to demand that Georgia conduct an honest recount, which includes signature matching. We intend to pursue all legal options to ensure that only legal ballots are counted. And that's from Jenna Ellis, Trump campaign senior legal advisor.
Well, right, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but if you match the signatures, then a lot of those votes are going to get thrown out, you know. And I guess they obviously the Democrats don't want that to happen.
I got a better one for you.
What's that?
Where's the envelope?
Well, that's right. Now, as Rudy Giuliani was showing the press earlier today, that envelope gets thrown away.
Yep.
Basically. And
that's
forever.
The proof of when it came in. And if they don't have the envelope, the rules specifically state the vote doesn't count. All right.
Go.
Hold that thought, folks. I've only begun to fight. When I come back, I'm going to tell you the 9 different points from the Trump campaign press conference yesterday that you should have picked up on and should have paid attention to. If not, we're going to repeat them again. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I just want to thank the folks that have been buying Relief Factor. I got one of the reports from the Pete and Seth Talbot yesterday telling me what was going on there. And the comments that are coming back to Relief Factor from people that are buying it as a result of this show. And again, I am not going to tell you about a product that doesn't work if I'm not using it myself. And Relief Factor has worked for me for just about 5 years right now. I do have problems. I take Relief Factor twice a day, once when I get up in the morning to help me start moving around, and once at night around midnight to help me keep moving around, because that's when I start to stiffen up again and my left ankle starts to swell up a little bit, my left leg starts to swell. And once I take this Relief Factor product, because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it stops. The pain goes away that I'm starting to get. The inflammation goes away, and I can do what I need to do. And that works for me that way, because Relief Factor will lower or even eliminate pain by going straight to the source, and it will help to reduce inflammation. It's 100% drug-free. And you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about whether or not you're going to get a buzz off it or something like that, because it's just not going to happen. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, and also supports healthy joints and muscles, too. All you have to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the 3-week quick start. Costs $19.95, and it'll work for you. Tens of thousands of people have tried it, just like it's worked for me. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't be talking about this if it wasn't true. The website again, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line, so I'm going to take the caller real quick. But I've got 9 points that I'm going to cite here as to why this challenge by the president's legal team and what they're going to do, why this is going to work the way they're going to do it. Okay, good morning. Who's this, Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing, Professor? How you doing, Captain?
A little busy.
Okay, I got 2 points. First of all, when President Trump won in 2016, oh, they cried foul, the Russians rigged the election, yada, 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 you know. But all of a sudden now when it's the other way around, it's a big problem. And the second thing, and I want the people in Georgia to listen up real, real good, because these two Senate seats that are up for the runoff, this is our only insurance policy. If the Democrats get those, we are up the creek without the proverbial paddle, because they will be able to put through anything and everything.
They'll be able to break the tie with Kamala Harris.
Right. So I want the people in Georgia to listen good. If you want this country to continue to be what it has been and not turn into something that you won't recognize and that you'll regret, you need to vote Republican. And I want to see what you and the professor have to say about both of those things.
Okay.
Hypocrisy.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Yep. All right. Now, Kyle, we'll get to that, but it's all going to be in part of what I'm about to do. You ready?
Absolutely.
There were 9 key points out of what happened yesterday with Rudy Giuliani's press conference with Sidney Powell and other members of the Trump legal team. Number one, observers were allegedly prevented from watching the mail-in ballots being opened in several states. Now, this is illegal in some of these states, and nobody did anything about it except just prove, you know, by taking videos and whatnot, of what was going on, that they weren't able to see through cardboard that was put up on windows and 30 feet away from when they were supposed to be, as close as 6 feet, and this, that, and the other, and all that. Correct?
That's right.
All right. Number two, allegedly unequal application of the law in Democratic counties pursued in Pennsylvania, whose state Supreme Court actually created a new relaxed voting rules, a set of rules before the election, which was unconstitutional based on the Constitution of Pennsylvania, which, by the way, the people in Pennsylvania had to go through the legislature in order to change anything. That was in their provision, correct?
That's right.
And Giuliani alleged that absentee voters in Democratic counties were allowed to cure defects in their ballots, while voters in Republican counties, which obeyed the law as written, were not. And that is true, and in particular, Philadelphia.
Exactly right. That's not fair. That's right.
Well, it's also illegal.
That's
okay.
Right.
Number three, voters allegedly arrived at the polls to discover that other people had voted for them. This is absolutely, positively, unabashedly true. Many people in the city of Pittsburgh showed up to vote, several thousand, and they had to cast provisional ballots because somebody had filed an absentee ballot with their name on it, and it wasn't them.
You know, Captain, that is one of the most explosive parts of this, and I think as Mr. Giuliani was talking about, that happened literally thousands and thousands and thousands of times.
Yeah.
So this was a pretty concerted effort.
Yeah. Now, here we go. Number four, election officials were allegedly told not to look for defects in ballots and to backdate ballots. This happened in the state of Wisconsin. This happened in Minnesota. This happened in Michigan. It happened in Pennsylvania. And it also happened in Georgia.
Wow. Absolutely.
Okay. And he had an affidavit there to prove it from each one of those states. He had affidavits. Now, the other thing was, this is unbelievable, because this is so far-fetched, it's hard to believe. Number five, ballots casting votes for Joe Biden and no other candidates were allegedly run several times through machines. Giuliani said there were 60 witnesses alone in the state of Michigan who attested to the fact that ballots produced quickly and counted two or three times. He also said a minimum of 60,000 ballots and a maximum of 100,000 ballots were allegedly affected in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, that is very significant, and certainly, you know, 60 people, my goodness,
yep.
This, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Now, the only vote that was on there was for Joe Biden.
That's right.
And in normal cases, and I worked in elections, so I understand this, and in normal cases, when you got 10 or 12 or candidates or whatever it is on a list and you only vote for one, that's called an undervote, and those ballots get set off to the side.
Right.
because it might be a mistake. And it gets sent off to the side, and then they verify whether or not the voter's actually a voter, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Now, I'm going to go to the phone real quick here because I think we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
I mean, boss, let's get down to business here. With Donald Trump winning the landslide, ladies and gentlemen, legally, morally, ethically, and by our Constitution, okay? Yeah, it's a bottom line, okay? I've been to 8 Trump rallies. There's 35, 45, 50. The guy could have filled Raymond James Stadium if we let him in, okay? Could have filled it. So don't give me that. And we won more down ballot. The Dominion machines flip votes. They flipped 6,000 in Michigan. How many more votes did they flip?
Okay? More than that.
So down ballot. Exactly. And the whole corruption, this is the swamp. This is everything. Even the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania absconded the Constitution. No, in America, you have to win fair and square. You can't just cheat to win. And the corruption is so, Donald Trump won in a landslide. And we won more down ballot seats. And don't concede anything. And we won, and let's keep working. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All right, thank you. Now, Todd said what he did, but wait till I get to the next one. This one's really going to blow your mind. You ready, Kyle?
Yep.
Number 6, absentee ballots were accepted in Wisconsin without first being applied for. A bunch of absentee ballots showed up, 60,000 in the Milwaukee area, without ever having been applied for. And in the Madison, Wisconsin area, 40,000 ballots showed up without ever having properly been applied for by the voters who cast them. That is blatantly illegal.
Well, it's blatantly illegal. And
that's 100,000 votes in Wisconsin.
Well, that's right. And it should be demonstrable to show, hey.
By the way, that would change Wisconsin to President Trump.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But, see, that's the key. And so if you can't show, because if they never were applied for, they're not really absentee ballots.
No.
Yeah.
No. And you don't just show up with an absentee ballot that was not properly applied for, because the whole point behind an absentee ballot is they want to know who they send them to, number one, and they verify everything by signature, number two, and we didn't hear anything about signature on that. We just heard that the ballots just mysteriously showed up. All right, number 7. There were allegedly overvotes. This is where this gets wild. Overvotes, with some precincts allegedly recording more voters than residents, amongst other problems. For example, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and we're coming up on a break, so we'll have to come back, so hang on, Kyle. All those states had overvotes, in some cases in Pennsylvania, in the city of Philadelphia, 350% more people voted than were on the rolls. I'm not making this up. It's a fact. Go look it up. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Centers for Disease Control is asking Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The CDC said the reasoning for the new guideline was the 1 million new cases of coronavirus in the last week. The agency says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is also asking people to follow public health measures until those vaccines are available. Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration is well-equipped for the fight against the virus.
With PPE and medical supplies and equipment that are available to the American people, with the medicines and the therapeutics, and very soon the vaccines that are available, America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
At that press conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci also expressed the importance of continuing to wear a mask, washing your hands, and socially distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And if you want to get a cost comparison for the insurance you currently have, go over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Type in your zip code. Tell them the kind of car or truck that you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an RV, a boat, an ATV, whatever you got that you're tooling around on, they'll give you a rate on it, and you'll be able to find out right off the bat if they can save you some money. Now, if you really want to save some money and you've got homeowners or renters insurance because you're a property owner or you live in an apartment, you want to make sure that you include that in the mix because you'll get yourself a bundle and the rate will be even cheaper. And once you become a safe driver every year, knock on wood, you'll get a 10% discount on your insurance. And they did this year with the COVID problem. They did lower the rates all across the country by 15%. Now, I've got some information for some folks. I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Kyle, I was talking to you before the break or during the break, and we were talking about what people can do. Now, I've had a lot of people tell me that sometimes they don't particularly care for what comes on after this show goes off the air at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm just going to say that, okay? There is a way around that. What is it, Kyle?
Well, Captain, you know, people can go right to your website, and they can listen to the loop of the program.
Yep.
That starts up immediately following the end of
with hour number one. It starts up at 5 minutes past the hour, hour number one of the Captain's America Third Watch, and it plays on a loop every 4 hours all day long over and over and over again, the most recent show, until we come back on live at 2 o'clock the next morning. And this is one way to get rid of your guy in the morning that you don't particularly care for what they're having to say because they're not necessarily in your corner, if you know what I mean. But it's a great way to do it, and you can just hear the show right on the internet, listen through your smartphone, listen through your computer, whatever, and boom, there you go. Problem solved.
That's right.
Yep. Now, let's go back to what we were doing, because you also had a comment about the when I talked about there were allegedly overvotes, because we found out that in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and Georgia, in particular in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, a large number of overvotes, 350% in one of the largest precincts in Wayne County, which is Philadelphia.
Well, that's right. I seem to recall Sidney Powell in the press conference earlier yesterday talking about how they could track the same serial number of ballots that were running through, which, again, just provides more evidence that votes were being counted perhaps multiple times, fake votes at that, really. Yeah.
Well, here's the other problem. The president issued an executive law, or order, rather, I believe it was 2018, about no foreign voting machines, no foreign companies involved in our voting. Everything was supposed to be made in America and all that sort of stuff, or something along those lines. I probably said it.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yangar, thank you very much. Bruce C's to be tabulated, and the numbers that went over that way came back higher the other way for one Joe Biden.
Well, exactly. That seems to actually, I'll just use the phrase, Captain, doesn't that subvert our democracy? It seems like it's something that should not be happening. And I love what Sidney Powell talks about. She can't comprehend how these voting machines and this software ever was used in this country. It's just unbelievable to her.
Well, the Dominion voting machines and the Smartmatic software were controlled by foreign interests, which did manipulate the algorithms to change the results. They saw that in real time. We all did. We were watching it. I was broadcasting with you. We were watching it. We saw what was going on.
Well, that's it. Well, exactly. So, again, there's a lot of compelling evidence to go a lot deeper at the very least. Now, of course, what Giuliani and the other attorneys were talking about today wasn't the full case that they will present in court, because they can't go in to a lot of those details yet. But the overview that they gave, Captain, was nothing short of chilling to what happened.
Got more on this one. Listen to this one. Sidney Powell noted specifically that Smartmatic's owners included two Venezuelan nationals whom she said had ties to the former regime of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. The legal team alleged that there were statistical anomalies, such as batches of votes for Biden, that could not be explained except as manipulation, which they alleged happened in the wee hours of the morning. We just talked about that, as vote counting had stalled. And the companies, of course, Smartmatic and the other one there, Dominion.
Yeah.
They're denying. They're saying, well, this didn't happen. It did happen. We saw it. We saw it. We actually saw it online. We were watching the numbers.
Well, we're also going to see the evidence in court, and that's going to, I think, be very, very compelling. This seems to sort of fit exactly what we witnessed on election night. And so, as Giuliani said earlier, they did this complex thing, but they weren't so very good at it that they didn't leave this trail behind, really.
And we mentioned Jenna Ellis earlier, the senior legal advisor for the president on part of the defense team here, part of the team, the voter team, fraud team. She argued that the media had usurped the power to declare the winner of the election. She made the point, citing Federalist Number 68, that the constitutional process of selecting a president had procedural safeguards against corruption and foreign influence. And when something like that happened, the election would then go, from after it was being flawed, it would then wind up going where, Kyle?
Well, into the House, right.
Into the Congress, into the House of Representatives, where each state would get one vote, and they will have a caucus, and they will decide amongst the state as to who they're going to vote for, you know, whether or not they're going to be a Republican or a Democratic state. But if you've got a state legislature that's controlled by the Republicans, guess what? You're a Republican state.
Precisely. Now, this is so good that you pointed this out, Captain, because it means that our republic has mechanisms by which these things are solved.
But the media doesn't want you to know that.
Well, that's right.
I just want you to know that come January 20th, if there's not a decision made yet, that Nancy Pelosi will be the interim president.
Well, but again, the whole idea is that these things aren't supposed to be decided in the streets, not by rioting or burning down buildings.
Nope.
There is a constitutional process. This is why our republic will endure.
Yep.
Exactly.
And after what I heard and saw yesterday, I firmly believe that this election will be tossed. Many votes will be tossed out in some of the seven states, if not all the seven states, where we've seen what I just got done mentioning, with no doubt. Now, I mean, the proof is there, and Sidney Powell is right, and there's more than what I even talked about. This is just the tip of the iceberg, but that the vote will be tossed out in some of these states. The votes will be rendered, the election will be rendered as a non-election, and it'll wind up going to the Congress because of what's going on here. This is huge. Massive fraud took place. It was all done to steal the election from President Trump. We know that. There's no doubt in my mind or the mind of, I guess, what, 73 million people?
70 or 74, I believe.
Well, whatever the number is, but if anybody believes that 80 million people voted for Joe Biden because he was a better candidate or they liked him, then I've got a desert island I want to sell you in Kuwait in the middle of the desert with the ocean around it.
Right.
Because it just isn't true.
Well,
take a look at what at the lack of enthusiasm was out there for Biden. The reason all this was going on and the reason that they kept doing what they were doing is they knew they were going to cheat. And by the way, President Trump, when he was a candidate way back in 2015 and 16, said that we had a problem with our election, with our voting system. He said that. He knew it.
Well, of course he did. And you're right. Now, what is the remedy going to be once supposedly it will go to the Supreme Court, of course, or presumably, but what's the remedy going to be? Throw out the votes.
The remedy is I'd throw the votes out, fine, go to the Supreme Court, will do what they're going to do. They'll wind up going to the Congress, the House of Representatives. That's where I believe this is going. But the remedy right now is we need election reform. We need to get rid of Smartmatic. We need to get rid of Dominion. We need to get rid of Premier. And it needs to be made in America with a damn American flag and a label stuck on the side of it. And no representation at all from anybody in a foreign country and no foreign investors involved in our damn election. Period. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Take a little break from all the stuff we're talking about here. But I'm telling you, you talk about being duped, screwed, blued, and tattooed, as I like to say. We had it. We had it, but we're fighting back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight, especially those guys and gals going through AIT. Now, want to let you know that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops nearest you. When you see the big old billboard up there, if you have not stopped by a Pilot Travel Center or a Flying J truck stop, pull on in there, find out what they're all about. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch on the radio, which is why you went in there. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Now, the other thing is you want to join the Drivers Club. Because you'll get points for buying fuel, points for getting food, points for getting stuff in the driver's travel store, and it can save you a bunch of money. And you'll also be able to use the points in the driver's club itself. You can take a look and see if you want to use the points to get yourself, well, I don't know, a Yeti mug, or maybe you want to get a flashlight or whatever it is they got to offer in there. They got a lot of different things. So there you go. That's the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. We're going for a ride.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
theme from Easy Rider, Peter Fonda and Company. that was a heck of a movie. Bring Kyle back in here. Did you ever see that movie?
I recall I've seen, I think, parts of it, but a long time ago. Yeah, but
Born
it's
to Be Wild, Easy Rider. Yeah, that was quite the movie with Peter Fonda and Company. It was about a motorcycle gang out there in your area, California.
That's right, yeah.
All righty, well, let's get going here because we do have some weather to talk about. Not a lot. Things have changed a little bit since yesterday. So I'm going to read you the weather statement, and then, Kyle, it's your turn. Widespread significant flooding is ongoing right now across portions of the Carolinas and Virginia from Etta from last week. And this is still going on along the shoreline areas and inland a little ways from the Atlantic Ocean. Now, some locations along Main Stem rivers will remain in flood conditions well into next week because of the water that's coming down from the mountains that run that away. Now, the routed water, of course, makes its way across the coastal plains, too. Been a lot of rain associated with other storms, as well as snow that's been melting, because now it's warm with abnormally mild temperatures, likely with a temperature ranging from 10 to 25 degrees above normal from the plains all the way to the East Coast this weekend. So what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, taking a look tonight at the satellite, looking at the cloud cover, we do see some cloud cover, of course, in the Seattle area of Washington State.
I see fog.
Yes, exactly, and cold temperatures as well in Seattle. Looks like the rain, we might get a little bit more rain coming in Sunday, maybe a little bit into next week. Same can be said for Portland, Oregon. Looks like they had some rain, or at least for Thursday, but looks like, again, next week will be the time for more rain there. A little bit of cloud cover in Southern California. Not a lot on the maps tonight, Captain, but gosh golly gee whiz, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, they don't have a high wind warning in Laramie.
Yeah, I see that.
That's good tonight. So our friends in Laramie and Cheyenne, we do, though, have a freeze warning. This is going on along the upper northern coast of California. This is north of Santa Rosa all the way up through the to the Oregon border. Got a freeze warning. This includes Eureka and that particular area. So, again, nothing else much on the map, but we do have some temps to tell you about. In Butte, Montana, it's 23 degrees. Great Falls has 31 degrees in Montana. In Palm Springs right now, currently it's 62, but it looks like they may be in the low 80s come tomorrow. And in Reno, Nevada tonight, 34 degrees. Cold up in Reno, Captain.
Well, the only thing I see to bother you over here in the East Coast is you've got some flooding conditions from Virginia along the coastline on down into North Carolina, halfway through North Carolina, where some of the water is still way up there. The water tables are very high. You've got the shoreline flooding. And then we've got some fog tonight from about St. Augustine to Brunswick up I-95. So be advised, you guys and gals, trucking up that away, you're going to have some fog to deal with. So just keep that in mind. Might slow you up a little bit, and that's about it for what I'm seeing. But I've got several comments I want to go back to. We kind of tore it up last time talking about the stuff we were talking about with the legal team and the things that we noted, the 9 points,
right?
And Andrew, who is in Wisconsin, is telling me, Captain, you have no idea how bad it is right here. We've got 100,000 people, maybe more, that we don't know if they voted or didn't vote or what they did, cast absentee ballots. People went to vote, found out that there was an absentee ballot cast in their name. Provisional ballots were put out there, and the people that voted didn't vote for Joe Biden. When they got there, they found out they voted. When they went to check to see what their vote was, they said it was Biden, and these were Republicans. Some of these people had this happening to them. I don't know how they know that, but this is what Andrew is telling me from Wisconsin, and he's up there in Oshkosh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, I'm sure Andrew's story is very similar to a lot of other people. As he's saying, there's so many people that are experiencing this. I can't imagine, Captain, how a citizen, a voter would feel walking into the polling place and they say, oh, you've already cast your vote. They would know if they've already cast their vote. This is unconscionable. It is a total subversion of our system and our democracy. This is exactly what what the founders, I think, wanted to guard against.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is the overvotes, particularly in Michigan and Wisconsin. where some precincts were 100% more than the people that were registered to vote voted. That's not right at any time. And the numbers of I believe the state of Michigan, especially in Wayne County, the numbers that didn't match the numbers of voters was 71% in Wayne County. 71% of the precincts that reported had more voters vote than they had voters registered.
Wow. And again, this is also, it's just so blatant, and I think it takes a real special kind of attitude to believe that you could do this right in front of the eyes of the American people and not get caught and not have it become a thing.
This is where I get to tease what goes on in hour number four. In hour number four, at the bottom of the hour, at 5:30 Eastern Time, you'll want to be tuned in. I'm going to have a GOP attorney who's up to her eyeballs in all of this stuff, who's going to be coming on the program talking about what it is that's going on, what they've been finding, and what they can do. And some people are going, well, it's too little, too late. Well, they're going to certify this, they're going to certify that. Well, that's not a problem. You see, nothing has been certified yet because there's still legal contestments going on in seven of these states. And it may be more than that. Giuliani hinted yesterday they might be bringing action in 30 states. But we'll see. We'll see.
Exactly. And, of course, if it's an egregious violation of law, I think that even these certifications, there would be a possibility, I'm sure, that they would be vacated in some way, because if they're based on fraud, how could they be true certifications? I'm sure they would make that argument.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to break. And caller? I got a caller. Okay, caller, hang on a minute. We'll get to you. We're headed to the break, and we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, I'll get your name here in just a second. So don't go anywhere, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.